Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
Bumblebees and badgers, lions and skunks, black bears and beagles all have one thing in common. If threatened, they attack. But that's not the case with lambs. In the Bible, they're usually mentioned in the context of a sacrificial offering. For example, at the time of the Passover, God rescued his people from Egyptian slavery through lamb's blood. Imagine the disciples' shock when John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Ours is a strange story. Christianity is the only religion with a God who, in love and for love, subjected himself to be sacrificed at the hand of his own creatures. Of course, Jesus, the vulnerable Lamb, is also the mighty one who rules, judges, and triumphs. But even then, he is the Lamb who has been slain. It's a valiant and unique story of broken people who have sunk so deep in sin that we cannot lift ourselves out. Someone had to come and rescue us from our self-imposed bondage, even if it meant dying in our place. And that is exactly what our Savior did. Jesus, the Lion, who came as a lamb, willingly gave his life for us.